Let's talk a little bit about this winter and what that means for the U.S. honeybee population.
The normal for Indiana these past few years has been losing 50% of all the honeybees, and that's due to the long cold spells we've been having the past few years, and also the Varroa mites.
Is there concern that this year might be worse than years past?
I don't think so much. It is a concern. It may be worse, but it's supposed to be an El Nino year, so it's supposed to be warmer in the El Nino years. So we're hoping that it's not near as cold. What the bee clubs have been trying to get across to the members is we need to do something as far as treating for the Varroa mites. One thing we have been seeing some pesticide kills in the state, and it may not kill the bees right away, but it does make them weaker for going in the winter. And the pollen could have pesticides in that they've collected. So as they eat that up and feed it to the larvae this early spring, it could also affect the bees as far as coming through the winter if they have pesticides in with the pollen that they've collected.
What insecticides cause that problem, more so than others?
What we're seeing is the neonicotinoid class pesticides are hurting the bees more now than what they had in the past. What we're also seeing is it's not just the farmers that use them. You're seeing the neonicotinoids used in pesticides used on home lawns. And that's some of the problem too, is anyone using the pesticides needs to follow the label direction. Because if it's not so much if a teaspoon is good, 2 teaspoons is better. The problem is if you use 2 teaspoons, that much more washes off onto other plants and affects the pollinators that much more. Everyone needs to remember that they need to follow label directions, and on windy days, they shouldn't apply to their yards. And it's the same with farmers. The windier the day it is, the further that the dust from their planters is going to travel and cover more of the fence rows and areas where natural pollinators live.